everyone. Ready to dive in something really cool. We're going to peek behind the curtain at this AI healthcare company, Tempus AI, that's about to go public.
Yeah, their IPO is going to be huge.
Big time. And we've got our hands on their S-1 filing, which is basically like their big debut, laying everything out for potential investors.
It's a total treasure trove, right?
Yeah.
All their plans, their tech, their challenges, it's all there.
It is. So we're going to unpack it all for you today, see if Tempus AI is the real deal or just hype. Now, this company, they're all about revolutionizing those lab tests we all love with what they call intelligent diagnostics.
Sounds fancy.
It does. But it's pretty cool when you think about it. Imagine your lab results, not just, you know, numbers on a page, but actually being used to create a personalized treatment plan just for you.
That's the dream, right? Healthcare tailored to your specific needs.
Exactly. And that's what Tempus is aiming for. But how do they actually do it? What's the secret sauce?
Data. It's all about the data.
Okay, but everyone's got data these days, right?
Sure, but not like this. We're talking massive, constantly growing, like a digital library of medical information. We're talking genomic data, clinical records, imaging data, pages and pages of clinical text.
We're talking over 900 million documents, over 5.6 million patient records, and get this, over 1.3 billion pages of clinical text. This is like the Library of Congress on steroids.
It's huge. And it's all de-identified, of course, to protect privacy.
Of course. But still, that's a lot of information. So what do they do with all this data?
That's where the magic happens. They use it to personalize those test results we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
By comparing your data to this vast ocean of information, they can figure out the absolute best treatment for you. Maybe even flag a clinical trial. That would be a good fit.
So it's like having a team of medical experts, but instead of, you know, actual humans, it's AI algorithms crunching through all that data.
You got it.
Wild. So we've got this massive data engine, but how does that translate into an actual business? What are they actually selling?
Well, they've got this three-pronged approach. Think of it like this. Genomics, that's their base camp. Then data and services, where they use that mountain of data to help others. And finally, AI applications, where they build cutting-edge tools to really shake things up in patient care.
Okay, I'm following. Let's start with genomics, the base camp. What are they doing in their labs, and how does it tie back to this whole intelligent diagnostics thing?
Their labs are like the front lines, you know. Mm-hmm. They run all kinds of tests. Next-generation sequencing, or NGS, which is like getting your DNA's fingerprints in high definition. Then there's PCR profiling, which you might know from those COVID tests, but it can actually pinpoint all sorts of pathogens and genetic quirks.
So NGS is like the full blueprint, and PCR is like zeroing in on specific sections, right?
Exactly. And all that data, the DNA sequences, those tiny variations, it all goes right back into that massive data library we were talking about.
So every test just makes the database smarter and smarter.
Exactly. And here's where it gets cool. They don't just hoard it all for themselves. They actually share the raw data with the doctors who ordered the tests.
Really? So doctors can do their own research with it?
Yeah. It's win-win. Doctors get these amazing insights into their patients, and Tempus gets even more data to fine-tune their AI models, making them even more accurate.
It's like this amazing cycle.
It really is.
They're building this whole ecosystem around data, but we've only scratched the surface of their business model. What about data and services? What's happening on that side?
Data and services, that's where things get really juicy, at least from a business standpoint.
Okay, how so?
This is where they take that mountain of data and use it to, like, turbocharge drug discovery.
You mean they sell access to it?
It's a little more involved than just, you know, handing over the keys to the kingdom. They've got this product called Insights.
Insights, okay.
Pharmaceutical companies can license de-identified data through it.
So instead of spending years doing their own research, they can tap into Tempus's database and potentially get a jump start.
Precisely. Imagine the time and money saved.
Makes sense, especially in drug development. Every day counts.
Absolutely. And it's not just the raw data. They've got tools to help make sense of it all.
Okay, like what? What kind of tools?
They've got this platform called Notebooks. Imagine researchers being able to run their own AI models, their own algorithms, but on Tempus's system.
So it's like, they get the data and the supercomputer to analyze it all in one package.
Exactly. Streamlined research.
Very cool.
And it's not just theoretical. There are some pretty impressive success stories already. They worked with this company, Sermonix. They were developing a new treatment for breast cancer.
How did that partnership play out?
Really well. Sermonix was initially aiming to enroll, like, 24 patients in their trial. Figure it would take about 18 months.
Which is pretty typical for these things, right?
Right. But with Tempus's data and their network, they found those patients much faster, sped up the whole process significantly.
That's incredible. Bringing treatments to patients faster. That's the dream.
Exactly. And it shows the power of what Tempus is building. But wait, there's more. Remember those AI applications we touched on earlier?
Yeah, the futuristic stuff.
Right. They've got this product. Next. It's like having a team of medical experts constantly analyzing your health data in the background.
Always watching, always learning.
In a good way. It goes through all the data, lab results, clinical notes, everything, and flags anything that might be a potential issue.
So it's like a proactive health alert system.
Exactly. Catching things early before they even become a problem.
No, that's what I call intelligent diagnostics.
Right. It could completely change how we think about healthcare. But, and this is a big but, healthcare is a tough nut to crack. There are challenges.
Oh, I bet. What kind of challenges are we talking about?
Well, first off, the regulatory landscape. Healthcare data is, sensitive stuff, lots of rules around how it's collected, stored, used.
High pay, compliance, data breaches, all that fun stuff.
Exactly. It's a minefield. And then there's the FDA.
Right. Getting approval for new medical technologies. That can take forever.
And it's expensive. You could have the most amazing technology, but if you can't get it approved,
it's worthless.
Basically. And we can't forget about the financial side. Insurance companies, reimbursement policies, those are wild cards.
Especially with something like genomic testing, right? It's still relatively new, not always covered.
Exactly. And if Tempus can't get those tests and services covered by insurance, that's a huge hit to their bottom line. So lots of hurdles to overcome.
They've got their work cut out for them. But what about their financials as they stand now? Are they at least making money? So we've covered the tech, the vision, the challenges, but for potential investors, it always comes down to the financials. What's the story there?
Well, their S-1 filing, it gives us a decent snapshot of where they're at right now, financially speaking, of course.
Give us the rundown. Are they rolling in it yet?
Not quite profitable just yet. Got to remember, they're still growing, spending a ton on R&D, building their infrastructure.
Okay, so still in the red. What about revenue, though? Are they bringing in enough to, justify all that spending?
That's where it gets interesting. Their revenue, it's growing like crazy. Jumps from about $300 million in 2022 to over $500 million in 2023.
Hold on. Over $500 million? That's a huge jump.
It is. More than 60% growth in a single year. Investors like to see that.
They do. They do. Where's that revenue coming from, mainly?
It's pretty balanced, actually. Their genomics arm, those high-tech lab tests, that revenue nearly doubled in 2023, hit over $360 million.
So their strategy, combining the cutting-edge tests with that data licensing, it's working?
Seems to be. And they've got some big-name partners, too. AstraZeneca, for example.
Right. That deal's worth at least $220 million, maybe even more, for data licensing, sequencing services, and clinical trial support.
That's a major vote of confidence from a pharma giant like AstraZeneca.
It really is. But, and I hate to be a downer, but there are those risks we talked about.
Absolutely. Always risks. The regulatory stuff, especially with genetic testing, it's always changing.
Reimbursement policies, too. If those change, it could really hurt their bottom line.
Yeah, it's a factor. And then there's the leadership aspect. Eric Lefkofsky, the CEO, he's the driving force, no doubt.
He's put Tempus on the map.
He has. And that actually brings up something interesting from the S-1 filing, their stock structure.
Right, the dual class setup. That's where it gets kind of complicated.
It does. Think of it like this. When Tempus goes public, you and I, we'd buy Class A shares, standard stuff.
One share, one vote, right.
Right. But then there's Class B shares. They get super voting power.
Yeah.
Each one is equal to 30 Class A votes.
Whoa, seriously. Why even have the other kind then?
Well, because the guy with all the Class B shares, he gets to call the shots.
And that's Eric Lefkofsky, right?
Bingo. He doesn't necessarily own the most shares overall, but he has the most control by far.
So for investors, it's do you trust this guy to make the right calls?
It's a gamble, for sure. Some say it's good. Let's visionary leaders think long term, not just about the next quarter's earnings.
Makes sense. What's the other side of the argument?
Some people say it's not very democratic, gives too much power to one person. What if they make a mistake?
That's a lot of pressure on one person.
It is. So, investors got to weigh that risk, decide if they're comfortable with that level of control in one person's hands.
It's a tough call. So, as we wrap up our deep dive into Tempus AI, what's the main takeaway for our listeners?
Tempus, they've got this bold vision. Amazing technology could really change healthcare for the better.
They're definitely onto something.
They are. They're sitting on this treasure trove of data, their AI tools. They're already making a difference.
There's always a but.
Right. Investing in Tempus, it's not for the faint of heart. regulatory hurdles, reimbursement issues, that unique stock structure.
It's a gamble. No sugarcoating it.
It is. High risk, potentially high reward. So do your research, weigh the pros and cons, decide if it's a bet you're willing to make.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the world of Tempus AI and the future of intelligent diagnostics. Until next time, keep those brains engaged, and we'll see you on the next one.